The next reflection or contemplation is that of the Pretas and Hungry Ghosts. And how did these sentient beings end up in the realm of the Pretas and Hungry Ghosts? This is as a result of their stinginess, their opposing of others, practicing generosity or helping others. And all they're concerned about is their own well-being, and they never really helped any other beings. The Pretas have very feeble or very weak legs, and they have great pain in their joints whenever they move. They've got very, very big bellies. And they've got these tiny little mouths that are about the size of the eye of a needle. And they go decades, even hundreds of years, with not even hearing the sound of food or water. So you can just imagine how hungry and thirsty they are. Just imagine ourselves if we haven't had food or water for 4 or 5 days. How would we be feeling? What would we be thinking? So they are constantly obsessed with food and water. Because of this obsession, because of the suffering they experience physically, they don't think to appreciate life, or they're not really able to appreciate life, and they don't practice the Dharma, or they don't even think about practicing the Dharma. If they do think about practicing the Dharma, it's just a fleeting thought, and then they return back to their miseries and their sufferings. In the far distance, they might see some water, and because of their big bellies and their fragile legs, their joints ache. They experience great suffering in getting to the place where they saw the water. And when they get there, the water has all dried up. Similarly, they may see fruit trees, or they see food, and when they get there, it withers away, or it is not edible, or it isn't food at all. And can you imagine then the frustration you must be experiencing when you are so desperate to have something to eat or drink, and when you get there, it's all in vain? And even when they do find the opportunity to eat or drink something, they can't satisfy themselves because their mouth is so small. So imagine you're starving, and you're really so thirsty, and you want to satisfy this thirst and this hunger, but you just can't because your mouth is too small to get anything in, or you get so little in. And when you get something in, it just dries up before it even gets to your stomach. Or if it does, it burns all the way down, and it burns in your stomach, and it feels like your intestines are burning. All in all, in terms of their hunger and their thirst, they experience immense, intense suffering. And during the summers, it feels like the moon is too hot and burns their skin. And during the winters, it feels like the sun is too cold, and they shiver. And as a result, they're always also feeling this physical discomfort. There's also the space beings, or the space ghosts, which float around in space, and they always feel like others or other ghosts are chasing them with knives. They have great fear. And also they are continuously thinking of negative thoughts, harmful thoughts. So wherever they go, they're thinking or bringing about harm or suffering, and bringing unwelcome or misfortune to others. And as a result of these negative thoughts, it's usually that in their next lives they descend down to the hell realms. Also, there is the events as well where the bigger Pretas and Hungry Ghosts have other little Pretas and Hungry Ghosts trying to eat their flesh, so they also don't get any time to rest, any peace. And often to get something to eat, if they see anything, there's a big battle, and they get hurt in those battles in the attempt to find food. Again, in this reflection, in this contemplation, really try and bring to mind, imagine, visualize their suffering. If you had or you were experiencing the same suffering as them. And as a result of this, then one really consider, would I do or create or cause or generate any karma that would cause me, myself, to descend down into the realm of the Pretas and Hungry Ghosts? The second is to give rise to great compassion towards them. Imagine that suffering, and then really from the depths of your heart, wish for them to be free from that suffering. And dedicate as well. Remember that all sentient beings have been our parents at some stage. So really wish, dedicate all your merits of your positive deeds to the hell beings and to the hungry ghosts and pretas. If anybody should seek relief from all their suffering, they would be the first ones, because their suffering is really so immense and intense. And thirdly, compare this to what you have as a human life and really think, or bring to mind, or hopefully this brings to mind, that you really appreciate and value the fact that we have this human life. In terms of physical suffering and mental suffering, human life is really a breeze. It's really nothing compared to their physical and mental suffering. And also, every moment we have the opportunity with this precious human life to create the causes towards attaining enlightenment and to plant positive seeds or create positive karma for better karma and better fortune in our future lives and later on in this life.